Welcome to The Walking Dead with three stupid guys. My name's Matt, and I'm joined by my other stupid guys.
I'm Glenn. Help me. I'm Glenn. Help me.
Finally, we see Glenn after 3 weeks. Look who showed up.
I do look kind of look like I've been eaten by zombies, don't I? Kind of.
If you join us on our YouTube feed, you can see Jack and all of his zombie lore behind him and the faces that he makes, which is great. So,
that's reason yes. not to, to show up.
So, before we jump into it, usually Jack likes to make a little bit of a Patreon announcement.
Yeah, if you'd like to help the show, and many quality shows like this, we have Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, we have the Ramblecast, the Lost Podcast, which we've been doing pretty consistently the last few weeks. Married Man Show is back. We have the Game of Thrones Survivor with Colleen, Jack, and Jay. The Amazing Race with myself and my wife. I'm trying to blank on both our names.
She's Cindy, you're Jack.
Yes.
And I don't even watch The Amazing Race, but I actually enjoy tuning in to hear your banter back and forth.
We do have a lot of fun. We're not historians, I guess that's a new term for people who know what they're talking about. We just talk about that show and then go on from there. Game of Thrones will be back when Game of Thrones come back. We're talking about doing Downton Abbey, Cindy and I, and Billions with Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti.
And you can get all of it through the whole enchilada feed on iTunes. You can write and review, which helps us out. And you can also donate to the Jay and Jack Podcasting Empire, if you will. I don't know if it's an empire so much as a rebellion, because
it's like the show empire. I think I'm changing my name to Cookie.
Okay.
My mom used to have a friend named Cookie. And we used to go when I was a kid. We used to go to their house, Cookie. I used to think that is the strangest name. And if your name is Cookie and you're a Patreon, I apologize. But at that time, it was just who names their kid Cookie? I don't know. Anyway, so if you go to patreon.com/JayandJack, you can help us out there, too, if you like, and keep this podcast and many other podcasts like it in business. So there you go.
And on with the show. This is it.
I used to love Bugs Bunny's Saturday morning. I used to love those cartoons in Saturday morning. Yep. And kids don't get that this day now, do they?
No.
Because zombies have eaten all the cartoons, haven't they?
Yeah, that reference probably flies over many of our listeners. But anyway, let's just get to our immediate reaction roundtable kind of thing. Like, Mike, what did you think of the episode?
I liked it because we were finally out of Alexandria. And we finally got new characters. There's hope. There's, like, we have a new group of people coming in. But I know there's a lot of hate for this episode. There's probably 60%, 70% hate for this episode. So I'm like a rare person, I think, liking this episode.
Because you hated the last two.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, apparently...
Here we go. Bring the hate. Bring the hate.
I'm not going to say hate. I did like the episode. I hate the fact that they're dragging the whole Glenn storyline out. Maybe it's because they had to get that armored truck, the Patty truck. I guess maybe that's how they're going to save Glenn. I don't know, but I want to like the episode itself. If they had solved the Glenn thing already, I liked the episode. But to me, I don't get what you're doing. If Glenn's alive, who cares? If Glenn is dead, who cares? Nobody's going to care. At this point, nobody cares. Am I right?
Who's Glenn? I forgot. Is he the guy with the mullet? Right.
He's the guy with the mullet. He's the first half of the season finale. He's that's what the saving has. Like the Hail Mary.
We had more Daryl
in this episode. I thought it was I thought it was a good episode. I liked the whole deal. He was with the three people there.
Yeah.
But I did know that those zombies were gonna be alive and the dead people were gonna chew her face off.
Oh yeah, totally. I kind of saw that one coming. Yeah, I even began to turn down the volume because I was watching it.
They were sleeping, right? Because I guess zombies do sleep. Have we seen them sleep before?
I think they just suffocated and died there, and they were just waiting for
someone to chew their face off.
Oh, hey, let's look at their faces. You know what, kids? If you see dead bodies laying on the ground, go get help.
Yeah.
Don't.
Most people have a cell phone. I get realize that their cell phone service doesn't work now,
Poke it with a stick, right? Like, if you're gonna like touch a dead body, you poke it with a stick first. You don't just, hey, what's going on underneath this plastic sheet?
Well, how much, because she needed insulin to survive. I mean, how much insulin could they possibly find for her? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying eventually she would run out of insulin, wouldn't she?
If you look at the logistics of some of the things that happen in this episode, things start to fall apart really quickly. But
Well,
I will say that I liked the episode.
yeah,
And
I thought it was a good episode.
now keep in mind that, and I always remind listeners this, that I watch it on iTunes. I have to wait for the next day to watch it. So I don't see any commercials for it, and I also don't get any previews for the next week's episode, which is sometimes kind of cool. And so I think sometimes when you watch it on AMC, you have all of those commercials, and then you go to these really spacious settings where, like, nothing's happening, like in the story where Abraham and Sasha were just kind of hanging out, like waiting for Daryl to finish up his storyline.
Well, I like Sasha. She was right. You don't you stay put. Daryl's a tracker. He'll find us. We'll stay put. She was right. Abraham wanted to keep going on, right? Abraham just wanted to kill zombies.
Yeah, he did. And she was like,
What's the point? What are you
yeah.
doing? So I agreed with her. Sasha was on. She was losing a little bit last season. I think her because she lost Bob. So I think that set her back a few episodes. But now she's back on track. She's a character that we love. We're starting to like again, and she's going to be killed off soon.
Well, somebody is kind of loving her a little bit more, right?
That
I
was
mean,
weird.
awkward much, Abraham? I don't know. It's like, I don't. The guy doesn't have very much game. I like you. I don't know. Let's take this further.
Isn't that all that matters? I like you. And what happened to Rosita? I mean, just how long has he been away? Has it been? I mean, the drive was a 20-mile drive. I guess that's a long ways, but he forgets her that quick?
Hey, if you're out of state, man, it doesn't count.
Yeah, the signs aren't looking good for Rosita. If they're going to build up a relationship between those two, sorry, Rosita, you're getting killed off before the season finale.
Think they'll kill her off, or she just finds somebody else?
Seems like the easiest way thing to do is on The Walking Dead is kill somebody off.
Well, his girlfriend ran away, so.
But do we doubt anything? She's being back, come back with the wolves. Next
Yeah,
time we see the wolves, she'll appear.
you think she'll feel bad about it, though? Sorry, Carl.
Sorry, Carl.
Does
I
she
had to go
feel
my
any?
own way.
Does she feel anything?
Maybe she's just a robot sent from the future to, like, wipe out all of the zombies.
She's the Gronkowski of Walking Dead.
She is. There's that sports talk again.
Sports talk.
Don't go on a half hour.
Who's
I'm sorry.
Gronkowski? Is that some
Maybe
kind of disease?
she's upset
Governor?
because there's
Was
no
he the
more.
governor?
Maybe she's upset there's no more turtles. You know, you
Oh.
start eating turtle, you get used to something. It's like, you get steak.
Yeah,
You
it's
want
just
steak.
not the same as turtle
What
meat.
you want the next day?
Raw.
You start eating a raw turtle and you're chewing its head off and get all that blood all over the place. I don't
There's a
think there's a
reason. They call it turtle power for a reason. I'm just saying.
Russ is never here for us to talk about turtle meat, and I have to at least point out that we are missing one stupid guy, Russ, the stupid guy that's only been on one of these.
Russ is the Glenn of the podcast. People have
Yeah.
already forgotten he's
Keep
on there.
waiting,
Or
waiting.
he's the clipboard Jesus.
Clipboard Jesus, yes.
He's in the backup waiting to just appear. So things of note, I guess, with this episode. I thought it was funny when Abraham found basically Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hummer just like sitting there.
Yeah.
This thing has rockets and cigars. I mean,
Were they Cubans?
we can only imagine that this was like a treasured find. I mean, the guy, it was just like God himself just kind of was like, boop, power up, cube, right here. Here's where you can get your supplies in the video game.
I did like the scene where he's looking at the guy. It's this obvious a soldier that's sticking out of this fence thing. Now he's a zombie. And I think he was going to push him off until he saw the badge. on the soldier's shoulder.
Well, I didn't think it was looking as much as yelling at losing his mind.
You think so? You mean the zombie or the guy
hanging on the fence with the little missile on his
rocket launcher?
Uh huh.
But Abraham, I looked like he was gonna push him off, but he stops because he sees. He looks at the, they show a little patch, a little emblem, a little army emblem. And it kind of stopped because he was in the army, and it's kind of stopped him. He went back, and that's when he smoked the cigar, and then the guy ripped apart and fell to his, well, he's already dead. But
did any of you think that he was going to fight with him right there on the fence, and then the guy would fall off, and the missile would explode when he hit the ground?
Oh.
That's what I was thinking was going to happen.
I thought the fence was going to fall over.
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen.
It was kind of creaking when he was walking out, when he was climbing out there.
Well, and they had that zoomed in, you know, vision there where you saw Abraham and you kind of saw the fence rattling.
Right.
But I liked that he had this Zen moment, right? Like he kind of takes his time. He gets it out of his anger, but then he just lets the guy kind of fall to his death, and then he retrieves the weapon.
Right. You know? And that's like, when he thinks, hey, I'm going to go have sex with Sasha.
Right, yeah, like, I've got rockets, I've got cigars.
I got rockets red glare, so let's go.
Yeah, I don't know where to go from there, Jack.
Well, it just was an odd segue because, you know, I could be wrong about the soldier, but it did look like he looked at they did kind of focus in on the emblem, on the soldier. He did back off, and after he walked back in with the missiles and the launcher and the cigars, and he starts hitting on Sasha.
I think it was your scene that you're talking about, I think, was there for like Veterans Day. It was like an intentional veteran.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
This is like, been it.
We honor the people that served in The Walking Dead. Bringing a call back to the Married Man episode there.
There we go.
With that part, with what Jack's talking about, I think he was trying to realize, like, you don't have to force the issue, like, things will come to you.
Right.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's the Zen. This is like he's this waiting.
Except he does seem to be forcing this with Sasha.
He does, but that was his approach towards Rosita too.
But Sasha laid him straight. She was at least like, you got some things to take care of before, you know, I even go near you.
So. Well, she didn't say no.
Right. She definitely was like saying like, yeah.
I think we didn't. They cut out a part as she said, "Your hair's not red enough. You need to get that dye." I think that's what it is. I think she likes the real bright red hair.
So we kind of skip past the beginning, and, you know, if you're new to listening to the show, or if you're not, we don't really do a recap. We used to, but that was ancient history.
Right.
That's what other podcasts do. We're stupid guys.
Yeah.
And
we're too stupid to write things down, so.
If you're a zombie, you're just kind of wandering around anyway. You have no rhyme or reason. Just like this show. Always accountable, right?
That's always accountable.
That was the title of this episode. Always accountable.
Now I heard you say it was based on the writers, right, or something like that.
Yeah. I think this is the writer's room motto.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. So at the very beginning, we get this scene though, where they're being attacked. Basically, kind of sparks up why they get separated and what have you. Who do you think is attacking them? Is this some other?
Some other group. I mean, they didn't want to show us. They just showed us their legs. They showed us the one guy that got bit.
Right.
Because he's stupid. Daryl moved a branch, and he goes, well, I'm going to go get somebody. And he gets bit by the walker. Chop my arm off. Chop. And my wife's watching it, and they go, well, if he doesn't do that, then he's going to be full. He'll die and then become a walker.
Right.
You have to lose a limb. Boom, you're gone.
I almost thought he was going to come over and just shoot him right there, but then when he cut off the arm, I was like, oh, okay, so they know about that. But the whole scene, though, when they hide from them and the trucks that come in, I don't know, just the way that it was shot and, like, for whatever reason, the way I understood what was happening was that they had captured them pretty much except Daryl.
Right.
But then it was like, oh, run. Let's go this way because there's nobody back there.
I agree with you. I was confused.
It's not the best action sequence shot.
Initially, I thought it was like the wolves, but then once they have the guns, you're like, oh, right, it's not the wolves because the wolves don't have guns.
Right. It's
they're
another
not,
group.
They're
it's
not organized.
You got you have so many bad groups out there.
Mm-hmm.
You have chaos, so it doesn't have. That's the best thing about the show is they can keep going to another group because.
Well, and each group has its own kind of
code.
Weird code or law, and this one has this kneel thing, like I will not kneel, or go back to kneeling.
If you want food, you have to kneel before me, or something like that. So they just got tired of it and they left.
Sounds like some Superman fan gone weird, you know.
And they're the ones that set the fire to the forest, right?
Yeah, with the fuel trucks.
With the fuel trucks, right?
Right.
That's why I got excited because we got a new group coming in, and like you only see like the feet of the people, so you know they're gonna like show up later because they're not showing their faces and.
I see what you're saying, Mike. Yeah, we got a new group of people.
You think it's someone you think it's someone we've seen before, the guy in the blue jeans?
No, we got a new group.
But I'm saying maybe it's a new group, but maybe the guy leading them is somebody we've seen before. Why wouldn't they show? They showed the guy that got bit by the.
I think they didn't show us too much because they're still casting those people.
Oh, that's what it is?
I'll ask the rest question. Do you think it was a spy by the governor?
Could it be the governor?
Russ is not here. We do not have to answer that.
No, it's a new group. New group of people. Finally, we have Alexander people. We have wolves, and we have this new group.
So launchers, cigars. It's all.
We have
good.
A whole bunch of groups going on, so we won't get
any Glenn answers.
Okay, so let's get to the hanging chad of the episode because we do jump around. Who says help?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Hank Chad, the guy's arm being chopped off.
Oh, yeah, Chad. That was his name.
Chad, well, it's no longer hanging.
Right. But, okay, here's the thing, though.
You found one person in Florida that knows how to vote.
I've never chopped through a human body, but I would imagine that it's pretty hard to cut through bone. And he just hacks through this, whatever that bone's called.
Well, to be fair,
with one swipe,
there's not a lot of milk. So the bones are weak, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I would have trouble cutting. I mean, I know it's saving their life. I go, okay, I got to turn to get on, and I got to chop your arm. It's like that's grossing me out.
Yeah, I think that's why they just did it with one hack. Because if you kept hearing the whatcha, 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 and the guy screaming, that would just
unless it's a sharp machete or whatever you had. I guess you could do it. If you have the right angle. I guess you could go through the. If you get the right force and the angle through, maybe you can do it.
But that's your what do you call that bone? That's not your femur.
I don't know. It's something that I don't want to have chopped off. So.
Arm bone. It's your arm bone. It's connected to the shoulder bone. Okay.
People that hated sports references on the show. I'm gonna bring it back to Survivor reference. Jack, you remember like Bob Dog on I think it's Survivor Panama who just like chopping through the ropes on or like coconuts.
Oh yeah.
So he would have easily handled this, like the crew, like chomping through arms.
All right, what if you're stuck there with Steven Fishbeck?
Yeah, that guy's screwed.
He would even cut through the skin. He'd be a walker before he could cut through the skin. He'd be
What would crying Steven Fishbeck say during that?
Oh, he'd cry the whole time. He'd cry the whole time.
I think even though I don't watch Survivor,
I
think you're onto something here.
I'm smarter than the walkers.
I think you're onto something. They dump. This is Survivor Zombie Edition, where they actually dump people on an island, and they don't tell them that it's infested with these
zombies.
These zombies, and you have actors that come out and attack them. And,
the tribe has spoken, you're going to be eaten by a zombie.
Surprise, Jeff Probst.
Jeff Probst never shuts up during the challenges? A zombie comes out and just eats Jeff while he's talking.
It just like takes a chunk out of his neck. It squirts on some of the players. They're screaming. They think it's real.
But Jeff doesn't stop talking. He just keeps talking.
Right. And then
he's laying there around blood spraying.
one survivor actually is packing heat. He just happens to have a gun and just takes out Jeff Probst right there. Like, I'll save you.
Wait. Jeff's bleeding out. You know what happened to him? You have to wait 4 weeks to find out what happened to Jeff.
Okay, yeah, that would bring it back to The Walking Dead.
There we go.
So
who was the? At first I thought it was Glenn, and I said no, can't be Glenn. And then someone made a good point. It was who? What's the name of the kid that took the stuff from Daryl? The guy and the girl that rode off in his motorcycle.
Okay, so his name was Dwight, and her name was Dwight. Sherry.
Now, how did they get the motorcycle to work when, I guess, was...
Dwight.
I thought Daryl's motorcycle... I thought his motorcycle quit on him.
I thought it was out of gas. I thought he was, like, just, like, it... I mean, I didn't get that either. I mean, this guy has just, like, magic power. Like, I'm going to start this bike.
Maybe it was flooded...
It seemed like a Marty McFly from Back to the Future. Like he had to like his motorcycle broke down. He had to hide in Hill Valley, cover trees.
Yeah, and he conveniently covered that. Like if you watch it, it's like there's a blanket of grass that he just and twigs that he just kind of pulls over it. It's a whole sheet.
It's lucky he stopped it right there.
It is.
It's lucky he didn't stop by the burned out motorcycle guy that only had his head going back and forth.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that. So
I thought Daryl was gonna put him out of his agony because he kept walking by him.
I think he just had mad respect.
Yeah. And how does Daryl see? I mean, it's been a long time since I've had hair, but it used to bother me because my hair used to be like that, go over my face, believe it or not. And I used to have to wear a sweatband because when I played basketball or something like that, my hair would be so long. Irritate me having the hair in my face like that.
It seems like he'd be wearing a ball cap at some point.
You think so?
You know. So,
but I like how Sherry at the end says, "Told Daryl sorry." Oh, you'll be sorry. You'll be sorry. Yeah. I think he knows they can't survive on their own. So I think I want to say it's Dwight because he has the radio.
So you think it's Dwight that's luring them?
No, I think Dwight needs some help.
Oh. Well, I mean, yeah, either way, he would be luring them to them, but...
It would make sense that... Well, it makes sense that we see him again, because Daryl has to get his, bow and arrow back.
Right, he has to.
You can't do a show without Daryl and his crossbow.
Yeah, what's he going to do? I mean, that's like, you know, taking the...
It's like not showing Glenn for, like, 3 episodes. You're like, the show would be canceled.
Or like Iron Man taking away his suit. He's just a guy.
Or MASH taking away Hawkeye. It just would not work.
It would not work. Nope. It would not work.
You're going to make Russ so mad that you talked about MASH?
Oh, and he wasn't even here. Well, that's his fault for not having the internet.
Literally. So what do you think? You think it's Glenn? You think it's Dwight?
I hadn't considered the Glenn thing until today, but, you know, when I heard the voice, a different character popped into mind. It was, and I should have looked it up. It was the guy that Eugene meets and lets in. At the through the gate, I thought it was that guy.
Oh, that guy.
Mad hair respect, and I don't.
Does he have a radio?
Well, I thought he was contacting Alexandria or somebody from Alexandria.
Well, they all have to be on the same frequency, right? So they have to be.
But Alexandria could have a radio band at that same.
Well, Rick wouldn't be saying help.
Right.
It was definitely help, right? We agree it's all help.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's the Beatles song Help.
I need somebody help. I will cut out and speed this question up a little bit because the actor who played Daryl was on EW podcast and asked him if it was Glenn. He said it was not Glenn.
Okay.
All right.
So I cut out one of the people.
So spoiler alert, it's not Glenn. If you don't want to know that.
Rewind, forget yourself.
Forget you said that. It's like a court of law. It's just the jury will forget that was even mentioned. We'll stricken from
people,
the record.
People around like, wait, Glenn? Who's Glenn?
Yeah,
It is
sad because again they've really butchered this. I don't see how. Is there any way? I'll ask you guys this question. Is there any way, Glenn dead, Glenn alive, that we go? Oh my God! I'm glad they waited us. I'm glad they waited a month to show us. Is there any way they can save? I mean, they can't. I hate to keep bashing them, but is there any way this whole plot can be saved? If he's dead, we don't care. No. If he's alive, okay, we're glad he's back.
And that's what we're going to feel, the second one that you just said. And you know what this reminds me of? Is that one season where we had the Rick lets Carol go and doesn't tell Daryl for like 4 weeks or something. Right. It's like, oh, when's Daryl going to find out about Carol?
And Daryl says...
It happened, Daryl and it was just like...
This is Daryl's hair.
You gotta do what you had to, Rick. Yeah. All right.
I mean, he was upset, but he wasn't really torn up about it. Right?
You're right. He was, and it just seemed kind of like, what? Why did we wait that whole time for? I don't know.
But maybe they're saying, because this is the car he has seems like a fortified truck that they could maybe drive into some walkers if Glenn had managed to get himself underneath the dumpster.
It's amazing this fuel truck did not explode in this forest fire that these people lit, because apparently this forest fire took out a huge...
And I think it was Sherry on our Facebook page, because they said they're looking for Patty, that the license plate, she has a screenshot of it, says license plate says Patty.
Oh, really?
Huh. I thought they were looking for a person, and until afterwards, I was reading recaps that the truck was named Patty.
The truck was named Patty. The license plate says Patty.
Yeah.
And not from the leftovers.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll shut up about spoilers.
Okay. Well, so just to get back to Daryl's storyline, this was one of the last trivia notes that I had. The walker that he kills after escaping, he had to kind of fumble around with the weapons, and he gets his crossbow out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By the way, I also think is probably the zombie kill of the week. Apparently, that walker had a Cherokee rose on its body, referencing this episode that from back in season 2, episode 4. So
really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Deep Easter egg reference there. So
I was just wondering why I didn't get a rock to smash him in the head. I go, why does it have to be your bow? And you're just panicking. You're like, you're stressing out, Daryl. This is not Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl's more calm and collected. And you're not Daryl anymore. You're like, no longer is there no Glenn, there's no Daryl.
It was like a different director, Daryl doesn't know how to deal with walkers. He's never seen a walker before in his life. He hasn't been on his own in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it was that's not Daryl. Daryl doesn't panic like that. Daryl, he usually does have his crossbow with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have picked up a rock. He could have got up and ran a little bit and then gave himself some time. There were so many things. You knew Daryl wasn't going to get bit by the walker and die.
Come on. Daryl's just in this whole crossfire thing and give Daryl a break. I mean, man's been... No?
No. No. I don't want to be involved with that Daryl. I want to be involved with confident Daryl. Daryl's a good foot soldier, so when you take into battle with you, that Daryl, I'm leaving with Eugene. I take Eugene before I take that Daryl.
Well, he was off his game because he let his guard down with Dwight and Sherry, and he should have never let his guard down.
He did. He did. What did he pull around? What did he have in his hand when he pulled it? Was an arrow in his hand when he turned around when he realized that they were had a gun to his head?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. I think he was going for that, and then they had the gun on him.
They had the upper hand on him, yeah. and he saved him.
Yeah, I know. It's these millennials. They just don't. They don't have any respect for their elders.
No, they just think things should be handed to them, even in the zombie world.
Just like Tina, she's like, "Oh, these poor people. Let me hug you."
Yeah.
I'm going through the plastic, and I'm going to eat you. So. Good
riddance, Tina. I thought she knew the people. I thought they were, because they realized they realized they killed them because they set the fire. They killed them, right?
Venus flytrap zombies, walkers.
Oh, I like that.
They were sitting there waiting.
I mean, I liked the theme and the backdrop of this episode with the charred trees and everything. I thought it had a kind of a nice look to it, and I like the fact that we got more Daryl. I like the Abraham Sasha stuff. The cliffhanger end, it was just kind of like, this is the second time that we got a cliffhanger end where, Rick's coming up to the gate, and he's like, help, help, and then we never got that explained as to what happened with Rick.
Unless that's what we're hearing.
You're hearing Rick say help? Because that didn't sound like Rick.
Well, it didn't sound like Rick, but maybe he's saying... he was saying open the gate.
Open the gate, yeah, sorry.
Right, so... Yeah. Unless it's Rick at the... well, no, because then Daryl and Abraham and Sasha would have been with him.
We're just gonna we'll rewind a couple episodes when Rick was in the RV getting trapped, and we don't know how he escaped.
But I'm saying I was thinking maybe he said help, but that still wouldn't matter. It's
yeah, we're never gonna get the Rick RV.
And
situation.
People are saying, where did all the zombies go? Well, the zombies kept going straight. Remember yeah. They turned. They mm-hmm. went left. Zombies don't go left. They just keep going straight until they hear a horn beep or something like that.
But almost immediately after that is when the gunfire happened. So I'm kind of with the listeners in thinking this because when I was watching it, I was like, okay, all of this gunfire, this massive horde of walkers that you were just leading, even though you did turn around.
I mean, when they heard it, yeah.
Yeah, like all of these machine guns going off. And where did all of these people come from?
How far did
they have a compound.
But how far did they travel?
True. It's Walking Dead mileage, so it could be...
They could have got like 5 miles down the road. They didn't even hear the gunfire.
Right. Yeah. I mean, in general, I liked the episode.
We sound like we're coming across like we hated it. I didn't hate it. If this was an episode with an answer to the Glenn question, I would have loved it.
Yeah.
I would like the cliffhanger at the end. Help. Oh, who's saying help this time? This new group. Who's this new group? Who's that guy in the blue jeans? Will Daryl get his bow back, which we know he'll get back? At least are these two people, or Cheryl and Dwight, dead? But the not giving the Glenn answer is killing the show. It's killing the show. That's all I gotta say.
It's the Peyton Manning of the show.
It is the Peyton Manning of the show.
Too much sports talk. Too much sports talk.
too many interceptions from that Glenn kid. All right. Well, the title of this episode actually did not come from the motto of the writer's room. It came from a speech that Sasha gave to Abraham. So, next week's episode, I thought I wrote it down.
There's only three left, right?
Yeah, next week's episode was something like Heads Up or A New Head in Town. I'm just a stupid guy.
The arms have it.
No, it's something about a head, and I can't believe it.
How to get a head in life.
How to get a head in life. Heads will roll.
That's all that's left of Glenn is his head. And they take his head and they put it on a different body.
It's like Futurama when they put it in a jar.
Here you go,
Bill. Bill Belichick takes Glenn's head and puts it on a different body. There you go.
Next week's episode is called Heads Up.
Heads Up.
And the finale of this first half season is called Start to Finish.
Okay.
So it's going to be at a baseball game and there'll be a foul ball and you're supposed to yell, Heads Up! Which I never got because you want to duck. You don't want to put
heads up. Finally, you'll see Glenn, and his head will be cut off. He'll be like, heads up, it's Glenn.
He'll be on the guy in the blue jeans has Glenn on a stake. a wooden stake, and he's carrying Glenn's head. There's your answer. We got your answer for you.
So you guys saw previews for next week's episode. Did they reveal anything about Glenn, or did they Lost thing, like, you will get answers?
I'm trying to remember.
I didn't see the previews.
It just looked like more chaos or something like that. I don't know. I didn't see the previews because they were saying they'll show the previews during that episode of the sword fighting show.
Oh.
I didn't watch it. But the
Swordfish.
No, whatever that shit.
The whole period was like, we're running out of food.
They said, if you want more of The Walking Dead, we'll show the preview for next week's episode during that whatever the show they're trying to... What's the show they're promoting with? It's like a samurai show or something like that.
I don't have AMC, so they haven't been...
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I said, that doesn't interest me. I'm just going to move on.
John Clayton's Ninja Hour.
Well, there you heard it.
I bet you could cut through Jack John Pan's Clayton's AMC's arm without a problem. Little bony dude.
So Jack Pan's the AMC show with the samurai.
I didn't watch it. It could have been the best show in the world, but I didn't watch it. But I didn't want to watch it.
I think just because of the sour note of last week's episode, because it was kind of sour for me, I'd probably give this, and not that we have to grade these things, but, you know, it's like, it's not like an A or a 10. It's more of like a 7.5 or like.
Are we grading on a curve?
Well, it does. I mean, it kind of
compared to last couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's better, but it's.
Well, Matt and I liked it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
we didn't like. We all agreed last week it was terrible, and this week we like it, but we're not really. It doesn't sound like we like it.
It's like eating a turtle burger. It's satisfying at first.
Yeah.
You have blood all over your face at the end, and you're kind of like, what have I done? No, Mike liked it probably the best.
I liked it. You only got three of the usual characters, so you like cutting back a little bit. But it was nice to get out of Alexandria.
You just don't like being trapped in the zombie world.
Yeah.
I have no problem with Alexandria. I think it's a good storyline. I like that you have the people that have never, they don't know how to survive with the people that do know how to survive, and the people that are dying are the people that don't know how to survive. Again, I keep hating harp on this, but they blew it with the Glenn thing. They just should have come back the next week, and either he's alive or dead. I mean, nobody's tuning in. Is anybody tuning in? I don't know what the ratings have been, but is anyone going, all right, today I'm going to watch it so I can find out what happened to Glenn?
Right. Well, I know it's still getting around 12 million, but and I think you brought this up earlier in the season, Jack, is that, and you've harped on the show about this, is like they need an end date. Even if you're saying it's 3 years from now,
right.
Get an end date in place, because it helped Lost in many ways. Once right. they had an end date in mind, then they knew where they wanted to go, A to B, and in that they could play the piano all they wanted. But
it helped Breaking Bad had a plot, a start and a finish. They knew when they were going to end it. Mad Men, came up with an ending, said, okay, we're going to end it here. I think you have to come up with a, as popular as it is, it's gonna have a terrible legacy if they keep, because each season it seems like we find episodes we just don't like.
Yeah.
It was better when it was 8 to 10 episodes or it was, whatever they had, and now they split it up and then they drag it out. And
well, and there's always just two filler episodes every half season. So, there's four episodes out of 16 that are just really bad. And then we're left with 12 that out of which, there's probably four that are like dynamite.
The Glenn storyline should have been the final episode of the season.
That would have been a good cliffhanger.
And to say,
because we've had
who's going to bash it? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a normal cliffhanger. Is Glenn alive or dead? And you could have had that all season long. They could have had the first episode. If he's alive, fine. If he's dead, fine. At least you'd probably have 18, 19 million people tuning in for that. You have people dropping off because they just don't care anymore.
Well,
you killed my Glenn.
Matt, your review sounded like a review of a Sports Talk or Walking Dead with three super guys. Two dynamite episodes, bunch of filler.
Hey, I make no bones about our filler episodes.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, Sports Talk with three super guys is podcasting gold.
They're just trying to get by without Russ. Trying to move the plot forward.
Well,
and the ratings for this week were 12.87 million, up from 12.44 million the week before.
Wow, so it's up.
Well, people knew that Daryl was going to be on it, so
that could be it. I see nothing but bitching and complaining though from everybody that out there because they're just frustrated.
Oh, well,
I if they get 12 million people, do whatever you want.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to read like some of the feedback as far as like if people hated it, but I could see where people would still be frustrated, but
a lot of feedback was like they were confused about who these people were, they were confused about where they came from, and confused about caring about them. So.
I guess I at least liked these characters better than the Alexandria storylines that we got. Those storylines with those people and that dialogue, and I even like Maggie, but I just did not enjoy last week's dialogue. And at least this week, with these characters and these actors, I could at least get behind like what was going on, and I could kind of, even if I didn't care about them, I was invested because Daryl was there. And
I'll say last week was one of the worst episodes they've ever had.
Yeah, I concur. It didn't do much for me. So
if we don't stand up for this food, We won't survive with our families.
But I'm taking all the crackers.
But I'm taking... And there's going to be a drop of blood at the end. Dun, dun.
Of course, they left that... And we don't even find. I, to be honest, I forgot all about the drop of blood until you mentioned it.
It's like
they didn't answer that question either.
Yeah, what's up with the strawberry jam?
I still say it's Glenn. He found a tunnel, and he's been crawling under the tunnel, and he cut himself on the fence trying to get in.
Oh man, I was so close, and now I'm a zombie.
And he's stuck to the fence and can't get off. And he was the one. That's when he yelled, "Help! I'm stuck to the fence!" But you couldn't hear him stuck to the fence.
Hence the name, Heads Up, Heads Up.
There you go.
Heads up, guys.
Well, heads will roll next Tuesday, so we'll be back for The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. Again, if you like our show, help us out at Patreon.com/JayandJack, or like we've been pandering to you all episode long, give us a feedback. So, would be nice.
Yeah, only a 5-star. If you're going to waste the time with a 4 or lower, just move on. Go to the next podcast.
And
yeah,
if you
next week.
I'm kidding, of course.
Next week, if you leave a review, we might have incentives. Teaser, teaser, teaser. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well,
coming up. We might have an announcement.
Might. We're still in the discussion phase, so don't get too excited out there.
Mike's writing checks he can't cash right now.
Well, you know what? You might get an answer to Glenn, and we might have something exciting to announce. So,
leave comments.
Cheese for everyone.
You might win some money.
Or blue cheese.
Blue cheese. There you go. Which is the great worst cheese for you.
All right, guys. Well, let's wrap up.
I want to thank a couple Patreons with Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfelder. Thanks for being you.
Thank you.
Jay says something else, but I can't keep up with what he says. I'm usually sleeping when Jay talks, so.
All right, guys.
Did anyone join us in the chat? Is anyone in the chat? I don't have the chat up.
We did have one listener.
We had a couple listeners tonight. So. All right.
Thanks for joining us in the chat.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ninja Boot and Virginia Cabrera.
What? All right.
I'm glad you said that, not me.
All right. On that note, I'm going to close this puppy down. I'm going to shoot this walker in the back of its head. Until next week. Great show, kid. One in a million.
Bye.
See you guys next week.